chain Pacinia is with Air 2. Cleaners around the country are celebrating the news. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment has approved a request of cleaning workers for their sector to be covered by a fair pay agreement, making it the fifth sector that's been given the go-ahead for one. As mentioned, Shane Pacini joins us now. Tēnā koe, Shane. Kia ora. Ko dae o tēnei.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Shane.
Kia ora.
Is that the same Shane Pacini who does some work down to Papa? Are you the same guy, or is there another Shane Pacini?
No, that's the same Shane.
That's the same Shane. Tēnā koe, Shane. Well, kia ora nā and whakalofa lahi atu, if that's the case, bro. Right. Tēnā koe,
yeah,
Shane.
Whakalofa.
That's part of Shane's background too. He's been working in that museum space. Interesting guy. Thank you, mate. And principled, obviously, because to work in the union sector, you know, I've got whānau connections strong too, and I've always married up, you know, workers' rights and the battle for a better shot for their kids mirrors almost exactly the Māori struggle for the same. We're intertwined there, so issues that are sometimes seen as culturally based are actually worker-based. You would have noted the connection too with Pacifica and unionism, Māori and unionism, eh, Shane?
Ai, tika tera, yeah. Especially, I mean, the good thing about having a fair pay agreement for cleaners, and I totally agree with what you're saying there, Dale, is that, you know, this will give an opportunity, a chance for workers, in the cleaning industry so that they can bargain for better conditions and standards. So, you know, with this fair pay agreement, no matter what company or site that they work for, they will all be treated the same. And that's really important for our whānau out there who are working, you know, their hard mahi all over the place, eh?
Well, joining a union is at your discretion. Now, when you look at the cleaning workforce, how many would be in, covered by this agreement? I guess all the workers are, but how many would be actively involved in the union, Shane?
Well, at the moment, I think, I really couldn't say offhand, but there is a number of them that are in the union, but not as many as we would hope. And this is talking nationally, right across the Mōtu, with workers that aren't covered by a collective, a union collective.
But they will benefit from it anyway, won't they, even if they're not paying the union dues?
There will be benefits for everyone. We encourage them to be part of the union, to be part of that collective power. You know, it's always better to be part of the union so we can work together to get better standards.
Thanks. I mentioned it was the fifth sector that had been given the go-ahead to have a fair pay agreement covering workers. Talk to us what it would mean. Give us some examples, please, Shane.
Oh, sorry, examples of what it would mean.
Well, examples of, yes, please, how this will improve cleaners' lot and their bottom line pay packets.
Yes, I mean, there's, you know, yeah, like you're saying, the pay packet's the first one, eh? I mean, at the moment, it varies from site to site and company to company, the wages. Some cleaners are on the minimum wage, some are on the living wage. And that, there's a big difference in wages there between those two. So minimum wage, $22.70. The current living wage, $23.65. I mean, to workers who are on the minimum wage, having to pay, who are struggling with the cost of living, that makes a big difference to be on a living wage. So part of the fair pay agreement would be having those standards right across those pay scales, right across that industry, so that it's fair on all cleaners that do the same job, basically, that they are all being paid the same. Okay, that's what we believe in as part of the Air 2 Union. There's things like working conditions, having to work those long hours, working night shifts, having to do two shifts, having to work split shifts, being tired all the time because you have to work so many hours.
Does the fair pay agreement cover that, Shane? Do you know what I mean?
Well,
it suggests it's only talking about the income, not necessarily the workplace environment, as you're saying, doing double shifts, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm. Well, it would, because we would be talking about, you know, working reasonable hours as part of the conditions, or getting paid allowances for working unsociable hours. Those sort of things are conditions of work. I mean, there's other things around health and safety, making sure that workers are protected under the Health and Safety Act. There are things around sick leave, bereavement leave, annual leave, all aspects of that. All those things impact on cleaning.
Why was the normal collective bargaining not working for cleaners, Shane?
We are in the process of bargaining. That's right. We have with some employers, but it doesn't cover all employers. So we have we're still negotiating that one, but it's always very much minimum standards. It's a minimum standard collective agreement. That's the difference there between what we're doing at the moment currently and what we will be doing with fair pay agreements bargaining.
You know, it's important, mahi, and sometimes, you know, people say, oh, she's just a cleaner, or he's just a cleaner. But, I mean, clean environments is what makes the world go around. So it's important work. And I make a point of thanking people when they do that sort of mahi, because, you know, some might feel that, you know, that it's not appreciated. But it is. If you've got somebody, even street cleaners, you know, I'll give the nod to. But why I'm getting at that is because, you know, as far as the kaimahi are concerned, many of them are Māori and Pacifica people.
Mm.
And with new arrivees coming in, I suppose that too, you know, a lot of new arrivals to our country would be in the cleaning caper. Have you broken down some of the ethnic makeup of the workforce, cleaner-wise, Shay?
I mean, you're right that there are a lot of Māori and Pacifica cleaners, but there is becoming more migrant workers moving in that field. And the thing they all have in common as vulnerable workers is that they are pretty much on the lowest conditions. I couldn't give you the percentage of, you know, who are the Filipinos, who are the Pacifica Iwi groups as well, but you do notice that there are certain groups that gravitate to this industry of cleaning.
Tēnā koe. So this overarching approach from the Etu Union and the FPA, or the Fair Pay Agreement, it's been given the go ahead. When will it roll into force, and what will be the immediate benefits for those in the cleaning sector?
I mean, it's a bit of a process, and like you say, MB have approved the Fair Pay Agreement for cleaners. So the next stage of that will be getting from the employers all those names, and we'll have to look at negotiation bargaining. So it's going to be a long process, and then we have to get the claims together, stuff like that. But the benefits is that we will be trying to standardise that industry for cleaners. And when we say standardised, we're talking about, you know, better wages, better conditions of work, better health and safety, and better training. So, you know, we want to reflect the value of the mahi that workers do. And you're right, like you were saying before, Dale, when we had the lockdown, cleaners were those essential workers out there, still grafting it out there, you know. They're always the ones at night time who are working. So they're sort of those anonymous faces that are working while everyone's sleeping. And we really need to respect and acknowledge them for that, eh?
I reckon so too, Shane. It's been a pleasure having a yarn with you. We'll talk about the Rock next time around, eh, Shane?
Eh?
We'll talk about the Rock. We'll talk about the Rock next time, Shane Pasini.
Aye,
ka pai. Hey, what's your mahi there? I mean, do you still collect tonga and make comment about different aspects of Niuean life, Shane?
No, I'm not doing that anymore, Dale. I've moved on from Te Papa, and I've become an Etu Union organiser here in Wellington, working with our commercial cleaners. So, yeah, that's my life nowadays, looking after our other taonga.
Cool. Do you know the song? Won't get me, I'm part of the union. Oh, you won't get me, I'm part of the union. Come on, Shane, won't get me, I'm part
I'm going to have to leave you to that one.
Well, you don't know that one?
No, I do know it, but I can't sing it as good as you.
Well, solidarity forever. I'm sure you can sing it better than Willie Jackson did when he first got into Parliament, but that's another story. It's a famous rendition. Good on you, mate. Yeah. Nice meeting you, Shane. Thanks so much, mate.
Yeah.
All the best. Mauri ora. Shane Pasenia with us.